but not the one on Tuesday. In the back, we've got a board in the back. It's got four different church logos. It says Gold Town Community Church. They're numbered 1, 2, 3, and 4. What we're doing is we're going to take a vote as a church of which logo that we would like to choose as our church official logo to go on our website, to be used for anything that we would want it to be used for. Please only vote one time, but unlike the normal, I guess you don't have to be registered to vote in this one. So if you're here, look back there, grab a little slip of paper, put the number that you like, and drop it in the bucket in the back. We're going to take votes this morning and again this evening. I'll announce it again this evening. And then we'll see which one we want to vote for as a church, and I'll let them know tomorrow. Okay? Thank you.
That would be a whole lot easier than what's going to happen Tuesday. The options are a whole lot better. All right. We have any visitors here? This is your first time here today. We just want to recognize you. Don't want to embarrass you. Back here. Your name? Susie was in the way. Good to have you today. Good to have you. They was here Wednesday night. Yeah. Well, first Sunday, right. So good to have you all as well. Do what? He missed his wife. Okay. You better introduce him. All right. Very good. Good to have you all as well. Now you're in trouble. She told him, don't you say my name. All right. If our ushers would come, we're going to worship the Lord this morning with our tithes and offerings. One other thing before we do that. I'm ecstatic to see Bo here this morning. We're glad to see Bo and what the Lord has done. We've seen a lot of miracles over the years, this is another one right here. Bo sitting here with us today is a miracle. We're glad he's here. All right, Bobby, would you pray for the offering and God's blessing upon the service today? Thank you.
Good morning. If you feel need to pray while I'm singing his song, is that, can I pray for you with all the things that's happening now with families and this election coming up? It's time we need to pray. For a while, I know you're hiding behind that smile, and you're keeping inside tears that should have been cried. You've been brave through this trial. You've been as strong as a stone against the stormy winds that have blown. But you have friends who care, more than willing to share. Don't face those troubles alone. Can I pray for you? Can I mention your name to the Lord? When I seek His face, can I plead your case? That's what praying is for. And find the way when you're lost. If you let Jesus be true, I know that He'll see you through. And I pray for you. I know that there'll come a day when I'll have trials and just like you've done before, you'll mention me to the Lord. That's why I'm here to say, let me be there for you. We'll divide all our problems by two, and very soon there'll be three, you and Jesus and me. That's what friends are supposed to do. Can I pray for you? Can I mention your name to the Lord? When I seek His face, can I plead your case? That's what praying is for. I'll help you carry your cross and find the way when you're lost. If you let Jesus be true, I know that He'll see you through.
Can I pray for you?
Can I pray for you?
Can I mention your name to the Lord?
Mention your name. That's what praying is for. And find a way when you're lost. If you let Jesus be true, I know that He'll see you through. Can I pray for you? If you let Jesus be true, I know that He'll see you through. I pray for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Exactly. Amen. Bless you. Yeah, bless you. Anybody else while they're getting ready? All right.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change, you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're upon the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Bobby's already prayed for the message, so Pastor Aaron's coming. Let's keep him in our prayers as he brings God's word this morning.
Truly, it is a privilege to be here this morning and have your Bibles ready. I've got a lot of scriptures I want you to look up. I'm going to try to move through this as quick as I can, but be ready to look up these scriptures. Before I start, on behalf of all the pastors, I'd like to thank you all for your thoughtfulness over this past month and the cards and the sweets. and the sweets and what's the old saying? Just keep them coming, I guess you could say, but we probably wouldn't be able to get through the door if you do that every month. But yeah, that's probably the reason for it, yes. But my thought for today is a real big word. And that word is way. W-A-Y. Now, if I were to ask you this morning to give me one word that might describe way, what would you say to me this morning? Direction? Jesus? Path? Think about it now. Huh? Okay. Yeah. We're actually an hour, you know, ahead, so Barry's hungry and it's going to his head. So, anybody else have one? Action? Street? Straight? Road? GPS? We're going to get on that in just a minute. Anything else? I looked it up, and the word as a noun, way and ways, there's approximately 81 definitions of that word. All the ones you've mentioned are a part of that, but you know, we think of a way that we do something. You all probably had a way to get here this morning. You had a road that you traveled on. You probably had a method of how you got ready this morning. And you had a process that you go through. You have procedures you go through. How you approach something is the way that you look at something. But I thought of the road and the track, the path, the street. You know, those are ways that we travel. But I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. And as I give you these scriptures, if you want to circle in your Bible, I don't know how many in here believe in writing in your Bible. It's very, very important that we take notes in our Bible. I had Sister Audrey told me the other day, she said, "Aaron, I write down the messages, who spoke on what day," and I may have to borrow her Bible sometime to go back and see where I went wrong and what way I was in the wrong. But this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. The word Proverbs itself means comparison. If you read a proverb, you'll say, if you do this, then this will happen. If you do that, that won't happen. Or it's a comparison of things. But I want you to look at verse 12 of chapter 14 of Proverbs. And this is a very familiar scripture, but I want to use that for my thought this morning. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So there's one way that is right or seems right to us, but how many are there that leads to death? It says ways of death. So that means there's several ways that will lead us astray. But here in this scripture, I want to use the thought for this morning. There is a way. There is a way. In every situation we face in this life, there is a way. You say, we choose which direction we're going to go. This morning, if you're here without Christ, I want you to know there's only one way. I thought as Janet's testimony just hit it right on the head. You know, there are people sitting at home searching for something. And we as a church need to be doing what? We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying that God will touch their lives in a way that they'll want to come and find that way. Now you say, Aaron, how do I know I'm on the right way? Because there's a way that seemeth right, and in the end there are the ways of death. Have you ever been traveling and asked someone for directions? What does that person try to do when they give you those directions? They get so detailed, what happens? You get lost, don't you? Or I had a situation happen to me several years ago when I was in college. My job in college was, part of it was, I would fly to a different place and drive a tandem truck in. And this one particular time, there were four of us that flew out, and we were bringing in trucks from Winston-Salem, I believe, North Carolina. And our lead driver was the older one in the group that we would look to, we would follow him. We'd get in the line and we would follow him because he was the one that supposedly knew the way. You notice how I said that? Supposedly knew the way. Well, we were down in there and we got lost. And anyway, he got out of his truck and was over talking to this fellow, asking him about directions. And we were watching him, and as the fellow was trying to tell him, all the time he was talking, trying to tell him how to get there. And so we kind of looked at each other and we said, well, I don't know where we're going to end up at, because, you know, I thought of James. And he said there, wherefore, my beloved brethren, in the first chapter of James, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, get angry. And I thought, you know, here he was taking in all these directions, but he was telling the guy where we were going to be. And I thought, here we go. About 40 miles later, we were clear down on 40 going in the wrong direction. But there was a way that seemeth right unto him, but the end thereof was we were lost. And I thought about mankind in general. You know, we do and we go and we do a lot of different things. But there is the greatest thing that we need to realize is, what would you say is the greatest thing you need to realize in your lifetime? That you were lost. You ever been hunting? And get out there in the woods and everything's really nice, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're just feeling good about there, and you head down a path and it's down the wrong path. It seemeth to be right, but the end thereof led you to where you discovered you were lost and you needed help to get out. You say, Aaron, how can we know which way to go? Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, just back a few pages. Proverbs chapter 3. Now, if you're really searching for what God wants you to do, and you want to do what's right, and we're at a critical time in our country and in our lives of what's going on around about us, But listen to what he says here, the psalmist. Solomon wrote the majority of Proverbs. And what do we know Solomon for being? For his wisdom, and being one of the wisest men. How did Solomon get so wise? He asked for it, didn't he? God gave him the opportunity to ask for anything, for wealth, for whatever he wanted to ask for. And he said, Lord, give me an understanding heart. He wanted wisdom. But so when you read the Proverbs, you know that, that what He's transferring to you through the Scripture is from who? It's from God. God gives the wisdom. Listen to what He said here. Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Our own understanding is thinking what? The way seemeth right. But listen to what He says. In all thy ways. Okay? More than one. So how often should we ask God for help? In everything we do. All your ways. And He says this, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall do what? Direct your path. Direct how you're going, where you're going. So if we need instructions on something in our life, where should we go? Go to the Lord and study His Word. I got to thinking, Timothy said this. Or the Scripture tells us, Timothy said to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Another place in the Scripture, it tells us, thy word have I hid in my heart. You know where we hide our word? If you walk down the hall down here, you'll see it's hid on a bookshelf. There's about 8 or 10 Bibles down there. In my classroom, there's probably 8 or 10 Bibles. Back in this closet, there's Bibles back there. So thy word, they've hid in the closet. They've hid on the book rack. They've hid in my classroom. But where should we hide the word? In our heart. We should be taking this and writing in it every day. As a journal that God's instruction has given us. Let me ask you this. Let's turn to Exodus 14 real quickly. Exodus 14. I'm going to try to move through these real quickly. But in Exodus chapter 14, the children of Israel were escaping from Pharaoh's bondage. All right? Stan mentioned GPS a little bit ago. Anybody know what GPS stands for? Global Positioning System. I recently got a phone that I don't know anything about. And yesterday it wanted me to update. And one of the questions was, what was it I asked you, Jamin? Something about location. So if I turn this GPS on, you're going to be able to locate me wherever I'm at through GPS. Now, there are times probably that some of us don't want to be located because of where we're at. But I tell you this, God has a GPS system. You say, what kind of a GPS system does God have? It's a lot better than the military has. And the military can probably pinpoint just about... GPS started out as a military... they used it in their use to target and to find out where things were. And then in the 80s, they turned it over to the civilians, that we could also use it too. So that when we're driving down the road, and here's one that always gets me. I'm driving down the road. I've got the GPS on. And it tells me to go a certain direction. And I know that direction's wrong. It doesn't just seemeth to me that it's wrong. It is wrong. Susie and I were in Ripley one day, and we were going to Parkersburg. So we just turned it on the old vehicle we had, and we got to the interstate, and it said, take a left on I-77 South. I knew that was wrong. But I'm just saying, don't put too much trust in your GPS system. If you plug it in and it wants you to go somewhere and you go the other direction, what does it say? Recalculating or make a legal U-turn as quickly as possible. You know what making a legal U-turn is in our Christian life? A U-turn is you're headed in one direction and it wants you to go this direction. What is that called? Repentance. Repentance. And I think a lot of times in our lives we get off track, don't we? We get unfocused on why we're here as Christians. If we look at the world today, what should be our greatest desire? Is to see somebody saved. Because the end of time looks like it's approaching. You say, they've been saying that for years, Aaron. Well, it's closer now than it's ever been before. And I think it's very important for us. But I thought, you know, when we ask God for direction, what can we count on when we ask God for direction? It's going to be right, isn't it? He's going to lead us in those. He's going to direct our paths in a way that, you know, we can put our trust in Him. We can put our confidence in Him. If I plug this in, my confidence is wavering. But if I'm asking God, my confidence is, it's good because of what He's going to do. But here was Moses. He was leading the children out of Egypt. And what was their GPS at that day? What was their guidance system? Cloud by day, fire by night. Who provided that guidance system? God did. So Moses could have confidence in where God was telling him to go. Well, all of a sudden, they end up at the Red Sea. And they're all thinking, well, this is good. But then they thought, no, it's not good. Because who was behind them? Pharaoh's army was right behind them. So how many in your lifetime have ever thought that I'm between a rock and a hard place? You got to make a decision and you don't see any way out. And they didn't see any way out. But in the 13th chapter, listen to what is said. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see. There wasn't a way out. Another scripture tells us that we need to wait upon the Lord. And when we wait upon Him, He'll do what? He'll renew our strength. He'll help us to mount up with the wings of eagles, to be able to overcome the things that we're going through in our life. GPS, and Pastor Al used this a while back, God's plan of salvation. GPS. The children of Israel, God had a plan, didn't He? He was leading them there, and what did He do? He said, stand still and see my GPS go into action. And what happened? The sea opened. They crossed on dry land. And then along behind comes Pharaoh's army, and what are they seeing? They're seeing a way that seemeth right, but what happened? In the end, there was death for them because the water closed upon them. So God's going to lead us, and God's going to lead us how? In the path of righteousness. He's not going to turn you to the left or the right. He's going to lead you home. What is His purpose? What does He want us to do? He wants us to spend eternity where? In heaven with Him. But in order to do that, we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Is it wrong to ask God for direction? Is it wrong to maybe question, are you sure, God? Has anybody ever done that? Book of Judges, the 6th chapter. Turn there and I want to share something with you about why I'm here today. 26 years ago, I felt God telling me to go, and I didn't know where to go. So I asked him, I said, "Lord, can you just show me where you want me to be?" Those of you that maybe haven't been here for a while, or just been over the last few years, when we started, all we had was that little back area back there where the old school was. And I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, I came down here and walked around the building." And at that time, there was a creek right beside the building there. And I would walk around there and I was praying, "God, is this where you want me to be?" So I put my fleece out. Anybody ever heard of Gideon? God asked him to do a big task, didn't he? He wanted him to fight the Midianites and the Amorites. And so they called in everybody in this scripture in the 5th chapter. You can read it later. It came out with 32,000 people showed up to fight. And what do you think God told him? "It's too many." You know, if you're going to fight the enemy, what do you want? You want everybody you can get. And then he said, "Do this." He said, "Tell all of them that are afraid to go home. There's no reason for them to be here if they're afraid." And the number dropped to 10,000. And guess what God told him? "Still too many." And then he went on to say, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to have them go down by the brook. And if they lap, you know, I want you to choose those that lapped in a certain position." And guess who he ended up with? 300. You say, "Wow, we're outnumbered." But if we trust in the Lord and lean not into our own understanding, that doesn't make sense to us as being out in a battle to go in with all these people that are taking stuff from us every day, to go in with 300. But you know what the greatest thing was God was there. And God was the one that was going to show them the way. But so Gideon put out his fleece. Anybody, how many in here have ever put out your fleece? How many in here know what a fleece is? A fleece at this time was just a ball of wool. And what he asked God, he said, "God, I'm going to put this out here because I'm not sure I want to do what you're asking me to do." How many of you have ever said that to God? "I'm not sure I want you to do what I've asked you to do, what he's asked you to do." So he put it out, and the first day he said, "Lord, if you'll let the ground be dry and the fleece be wet, I'll go do this." So he picks it up and he squeezes it out the next morning. It's a whole bowl of water. And the ground was dry around it. And then he asked the Lord again, "Are you sure? Are you sure you want me to do this?" So he said, "If you're sure, this time I'm going to put the fleece out dry, and I want to see the ground wet all around it the next day." So he did that, and that was his answer, because that's exactly what happened. But when I was trying to decide which direction to go in my life, I walked around that church and I prayed and I said, "God, if you want me here, make an opportunity for me to speak once." And I thought, well, I'm walking down the hall that Sunday morning, and Pastor Al is walking up the hall, and he stops me, and he says, "Aaron, would you speak for me the next two services?" Amen. Now, that's pretty good confirmation, isn't it? "Will you speak for me the next two services?" God was in the arrangements. I'd put my fleece out, and that was my answer. But you know what I did? I put the fleece out again. This is what I asked him. And this is what I ask the Lord for every day. I said, Lord, if you want me here, save somebody today in one of these two services. And that's what I'm asking him for today. Still, 26 years later, God, we need to see somebody saved. But that, so I put my second fleece out. And guess what? There were two saved. Now, when you say, is it all right to put your fleece out? I have to say it is. Because if God wants you somewhere, He's gonna show you how to do it. And I thought as Gideon there, they went into battle, and of course, as we know, they were victorious. They surrounded the enemy. They had their vessel and they had their light in it and they had their trumpet, and all they had to do was break it, show the light, blow their trumpet, and the enemy did what? It ran, and destroyed themselves. You see, when we think our back's against a wall, and if you're going something through today that you don't see how you can overcome, remember, those that trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. And what's He going to do? He's going to direct your path. He's going to show you how to get through this. I'd like for you to turn with me in closing to John chapter 14. You say, Aaron, how do I know the way? Where can I go to find the way? This scripture here this morning, I want you to realize, all throughout the scripture, especially in the Psalms, He talks about, teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your ways. Isaiah says this. Jimmy, I believe, used this in the funeral recently. You know, we don't understand all the time what's going on, but it says this in Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is God speaking. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If you're seeking a way out, if you're wondering if your ways are right, we need to be taught by the Lord what is the right way and what He's looking for. But listen to this scripture in John chapter 14. I'm going to read six verses in closing here. He was talking to the disciples. And He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is Christ talking here. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And then Thomas, what do we remember Thomas for? He was the doubting Thomas because he hadn't seen. But I like what Christ told him. He said, Thomas, because you've seen the scars in my hand and my side, you believe. But then He went on to say, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And that's you. We've not seen the Lord, but I'm looking forward to seeing Him. And I'm afraid it's going to be, I'm not afraid. No, not afraid at all, because I'm ready to go. But I have a fear for you this morning, if you're here without Christ, that you're not ready to go. If He splits the eastern sky, it says that we'll be caught up to meet Him in the air. The dead shall rise first, and those that remain will follow. We need to realize He's coming. He promised us that. He says, and whether I go the way you know. And this is what Thomas said to Him here. He said, Thomas said unto the Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? How can we know the way? And Jesus plainly put it to him here. Jesus saith unto him, and he's saying it unto you this morning, if you're here searching. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the way. Remember the first scripture I read you, I said there is a way. To some it seemeth right, but it's not the way they need to go. The way that you need to go this morning is you need to come to Jesus Christ. He is the way. He's not a GPS that we study here, because we've talked about that. What's this do a lot of times? It leads us astray. It leads us in the wrong way. But here he said, I am the way. And the next thing he said, the truth. What does that mean? That means where he directs you is the right way. It's the truth. And then he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're here this morning without Christ and you're searching, or you're here this morning and your back's against the wall as the children of Israel were at that day, he's got a way for you. He is a way maker. Maybe you're here this morning and you have a lost loved one that you want to see saved. Randy wanted to see Janet saved. And what did he do? He invited her. He prayed for her continually. And because of that, she's here today. I'm glad somebody prayed for me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe you're here this morning and you have a lost family member that you want to see saved. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to ask you, if you want to come and pray for somebody else, I want you to come over here on the left side. And if you want to be saved, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, I want you to come here on the right side. Does that make sense? The right side? You know, they're talking about the far left and the right. The only right there is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the only way you'll get to heaven is if you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning without him, I want to ask Jimmy to come up here on the side, on the right side. Al's over here on the left side. But we want to pray. And if there's somebody you want to pray for, I want you to come over here. And if you need something in your own life, I want you to come here so we can pray with you. So as we stand and as we sing, there is a way out of this. There is a way. And it doesn't just seem right, it is right this morning.
Yeah.
If you want to see somebody saved, you come here. If you need help, you come here. And the Lord will help you this morning as we stand and as we sing.
Page 83, 83.
He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all.
There's a way out for you. Jesus.
Jesus is the way. He's the only way. Jesus is all I need. He will come someday, take His bride.
Thankful for those of you that came. This isn't the only place you can pray, you know that? Anytime, any place, God is there to hear your prayers. Ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do? Ask Him, who do you want me to stop and see? And God will place it upon your heart. I want to share one thing in closing. Several years ago, I gave out flyers to a congregation. We went through the steps sort similar to what they're going to do in the youth service, but I did a little bit different. I said, I want you to take a flyer to someone who's meant something to you. And then I asked him, I said, now, if you got a flyer, I want you to take it to someone that you know is lost and give them that flyer and tell them that you're going to pray for them. To me, that was a challenge for myself because it's hard for me to just walk up like that at that time. I took my flyers and I was going home from church and I pulled over beside the road of this young man's house, one of my best friends, but he needed the Lord. And I told him, I'm going to pray for you. I gave him those flyers. I also told the church, you take that flyer home and lay it on your dresser. And you know what a flyer does if you lay it out like that? It's eventually going to die. And that's what we need to remember. There are souls out there that are dying lost. And you could sit there and look at that on your dresser from now on. But that represented somebody you should have spoke to. But that young man came and gave his heart to the Lord. And I had the privilege of teaching with him in Sunday school. God answers prayers. There is a way. And we need to ask Him to show us that way. And I want you to remember, our revival starts next Sunday night. I think it's already started. I was here Wednesday night and it was a... There wasn't any teaching or anything, but it was a good place to be. Some singing, and I could feel His presence. Charlie testified back there in the corner, and I was sitting just up above him. He said, I don't know about you all, but the Spirit's back here, and I could feel it. And I was glad, and I'm glad that we can feel His presence. Remember, He's not going to lead you in the wrong direction, and He's always going to tell you the truth. And I thought, you know, what we've witnessed here over the past few months, one says this, next one says this, and then they say that about each other and back and forth. I don't know if any of them know the truth. But I'll say this, I know one who does. And He can help us to get through this. So you be much in prayer for that. Remember our veterans this week on Friday. It's just an honor to know those that have fought for our country in whatever situation they were in. It's an honor for those men who are working today in the police force and those that are working in the fire departments that are the first responders. I'm thankful. You know, you look at the news and you see two first responders this past week, a shot, killed. So let's pray for our police officers. Let's pray for each other. Bo, it's great to have you today. It's great. There's proof that God will answer prayer if you'll turn it over to Him. And I'm going to ask Bo if he would to dismiss us in a word of prayer, if you will, please. Lord. Amen.